Chapter 3, Crash Dynamics. This chapter consists of three sections: effective speed on force of impact, what happens in a crash and the concept of first, second, and third collision, and energy absorption in relationship to vehicle design and direction of impact. Section 3.1, effective speed on force of impact. Your car performs as a result of natural laws and energy of motion working together. When you drive a 3,000-pound car at higher speeds, these forces are much greater. You may have a hard time maintaining control at highway speeds or in unusual situations, requiring you to make an emergency stop. To maintain control of your car, you must understand the effects of these forces. By staying alert and ready to act, you can apply what you know and reduce possible conflicts. To better understand crash dynamics, what happens in a crash, we need to look at what is called the laws of motion, as discovered by Sir Isaac Newton, generally recognized as the father of mechanics. Newton's first law. Every body at rest tends to remain at rest, while every body in motion tends to remain in motion unless it is acted upon by unbalanced external force. This law is describing the concept of inertia, with which we are all familiar. If you're riding in a car at some speed and have to stop suddenly, or maybe strike another object, it is inertia of your body that tends to resist the stopping and you feel yourself slide forward against your seatbelt. You do wear your seatbelts, right? Newton's second law. Newton's second law may be stated like this: the acceleration of any body is directly proportional to the force acting on the body, while it is inversely proportional to the mass of the body. The energy an object has as it moves is called kinetic energy, or sometimes known as energy of motion. The faster your car moves, the more kinetic energy it has. Kinetic energy is the force that a car carries, and in a crash must be absorbed by the car. New cars crumple upon impact and absorb kinetic energy. Kinetic energy increases dramatically as weight and speed increases. If your speed triples, you would need 9 times the distance to stop. Once you understand kinetic energy, you can adjust to the traffic situations ahead of time. Now you can see how important it is to always reduce your speed in an emergency situation. Every time you cut your speed in half, you cut your kinetic energy by 4 times. Newton's third law. The third law has to do with the relationship between acting and reacting forces. Stated another way, for every force exerted on a body by another, there is equal but opposite force reacting on the first body by the second. For every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction. If there is a 5-pound weight sitting on a table, then the weight pushes down on the table with a force of 5 pounds. Similarly, the table pushes up on the weight with a force of 5 pounds. A simple dynamic example of this law of motion is a whirligig lawn sprinkler. The water leaving the arms of the sprinkler exerts a force on the arms of the sprinkler, which makes them rotate. Although friction is not considered as one of the laws of motion, it is important to understand it as it relates to crashes in traffic. We have a love-hate relationship with friction. If you're driving your car and have to stop quickly, you want as much friction as possible. However, to get maximum mileage from your car, you want less friction. One definition of friction is the resisting force that has to be overcome when one body moves in contact with another body. One thing we need to understand is the force of friction between two objects sliding together is dependent on the material of the two objects sliding. An example of this is a tire sliding on the road. We all understand the more friction we have, the sooner we get stopped. Wet roads have less friction than dry roads, so it will take you longer to stop on wet roads and further to stop on icy roads. See footnote number 1. Section 3.2, what happens in a crash and the concept of first, second, and third collision. Have you ever wondered what happens inside a car when it crashes? The people at the crash test labs do. They spend hour after hour measuring, testing, and analyzing. They found that in each car crash, there are actually 3 collisions. First, the car's collision. Second, the human collision. Third, the human body's collision. The car collision. During a crash, the car crashes to a stop. At 30 miles per hour, a car hitting an object that is not moving will crumple in about 2 feet. As the car crushes, it absorbs some of the force of the collision. The human collision. The second collision is the human collision. At the moment of impact, driver and passengers in the car are still traveling at the vehicle's original speed. When the car comes to a complete stop, the passengers continue to be hurled forward until they come in contact with some part of the automobile, such as the steering wheel, the dashboard and the front window, or the back of the front seat. Humans in a crash can also cause serious injuries to other humans when they collide with each other. Rear seat passengers often hit people in the front seat of a car as they fly forward with incredible force. The human body's collision. In a crash, even after a human body comes to a complete stop, its internal organs are still moving. Suddenly, these organs slam into other organs of the skeletal system. This internal collision is what often causes serious injury or death. Imagine what happens when someone's head collides with the windshield of a car. After the person stops moving, the brain hits the inside of the skull. The result may be only a mild concussion, or there could be permanent brain damage. How to prevent serious injuries in a crash? Wear your safety belt and shoulder harness properly. It has been proven to work in the crash test lab and outside on the road. Did you know? 3 out of 4 crashes happen within 25 miles of home at a speed of 45 miles per hour or less. About 40% of all fatal crashes occur on roads where the posted speed limit is 30 miles per hour or less. And motor vehicle crashes cost American taxpayers over $230.6 billion every year. See footnote number 1. Section 3.3, Energy Absorption in Relationship to Vehicle Design and Direction of Impact. The energy absorbed by a vehicle in a crash is highly variable. Remember that force at impact is kinetic energy, whose formula is Ke equals 1/2 mv². What the formula translates to is, kinetic energy is equal to 1/2 the weight of the vehicle, m, times its speed, v, squared. In other words, a VW bug is no match for a Mack truck. The VW cannot absorb enough energy to equal the force generated by the massive truck at any amount of velocity. Energy is absorbed by 1. Vehicle design, 2. The area of the vehicle struck, 3. The type of material, and 4. The support in that area of the vehicle. All vehicles have what is known as stiffness coefficient values. These values dictate the coefficient of restitution of a given vehicle. In plain language, let's take a ball of modeling clay and a billiard ball. If we drop the billiard ball from 3 feet onto a marble floor, the ball will virtually return to or very near the 3 feet height. That's a value of 1. When we drop the clay ball from the same 3 feet, it goes splat on the floor. There is no return. That is a value of 0. The billiard ball is very elastic, while the clay ball is very plastic. Vehicles are designed with both plastic and elastic values to absorb energy forces in a manner that will reduce the direct forces that reach the vehicle occupant or occupants. Energy absorption is directly dependent on vehicle speed, angles of collision, and area of vehicle contacts. In any given collision, each vehicle will experience a delta V, or change in speed during the moment of collision. Depending on each vehicle's initial speed, this delta V takes only milliseconds. There's very little time for the vehicle components to collapse, bend, fold, or crumple in a manner that will protect the precious cargo within. A simple inline direct rear-end collision will have energy-absorbing bumpers on the front of the bullet vehicle and the rear of the target vehicle if both are passenger-type vehicles. Depending on the amount of speed, much of the energy forces may be absorbed by the bumper systems alone. A large truck will not have the EA bumper system. The mass is much larger. Considerably more energy will be transmitted to the occupants. An angular collision is completely different. Acute angles may be considered sideswipe collisions as opposed to a 90-degree T-bone type crash. Typically speaking, the larger the angle, the more energy is transmitted to the occupant compartment. The angles between the vehicles at collision are